The Homegrown Rocker.
the Juke House Bombers, and you're listening to the Homegrown Rocker.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back for hour number two of the Homegrown Rocker, our weekly local and regional music program, where we just heard from the Juke House Bombers out of Indiana County and the song No Good Deed, and that is from the Juke House Bombers' latest full-length album called Hell or High Water, which came out last year. And by the way, you heard the vinyl record version of that song, too. We played it off the vinyl this evening. And the Juke House Bombers' next show coming up a week from today, next Sunday at the St. Clair Tremont Club in Johnstown. And opening up the second hour from Western Pennsylvania, The Shiners, the song The Beast, and that is from The Shiners' self-titled EP, which came out last year. And The Shiners' next show will be coming up this Friday at Off the Rails Barbecue in Verona. That's located northeast of Pittsburgh. And they will be opening up for Wade Jennings at Jurgle's Rhythm Grill in Warrendale coming up on June 24th. Again, I'm the Professor Jim Price. It is the Homegrown Rocker, where local and regional music comes to play, area bands and artists. And we are in the midst of tonight's program, of course. If you're joining us late, we are speaking with three members of Rumble and Scream, Jordan, Bethany, and Travis. We'll resume that conversation in just a few moments. The Homegrown Rocker is brought to you by Rail City Culture Company, Central PA's source for mobile events and media that inspire, entertain, and unite. Dead Mike Comedy, bringing the best stand-up comedy to Altoona every month and taking local comics national. With hard-hitting shows, great crowds, and the funniest comics around, at Dead Mike Comedy, we kill it. And also Rail City Trivia, presenting trivia night events throughout Central PA. Come play and show us what you know, and visit their Facebook page to find out about upcoming trivia events. And also brought to you by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine. Pick up a print copy of the new June issue at your favorite music venue or music store in the area, or check out the digital issue online at pamusician.net. And again on the Homegrown Rocker this week, if you're joining us late, we have musical guests in the house. We have Jordan, we have Bethany, we have Travis, and of course, they are all part of Rumble and Scream. And I'll ask you at this point, in general, how do you come up with songs? Talk about the creative process of Rumble and Scream.
I don't know. I think songwriting has like been a thing I've been doing so long now that I don't. It's hard to like apply to think about it. It's just kind of like a habit, you know, like a thing that, which a lot of, I guess, artists and writers will say, I guess, but I definitely started, I've been writing, you know, poetry, started as a little kid and, was drawn to Shel Silverstein books. And then, that evolved into, you know, different songwriters, and musicians that I got into. And so, yeah, writing has been this thing that it started out as just kind of like, I think, an emotional release when I was a kid, you know, and just trying to figure out your feelings and your, you know, whether you're mad at something, you write this little angry punk song or whatever. And I think that those kind of feelings and methods have kind of stayed the same for me, but it's just the process of editing has evolved. And I spend a lot more time, you know, looking at whether the words, you know, what I'm saying, you know, rather than there's that the vomit part of writing where you just get it all out, you know, and then you go back and you kind of refine it or whatever. And I think that's the part that's changed. And then I also spent a lot of time just by myself writing at first. And then with this project, I just knew I didn't want to be just a singer. Songwriter, and I wanted to have a full band behind me, and the way that people that I grew up listening to, like, you know, Nirvana or the White Stripes or any of these other entities that needed the band and the communal effort of songwriting, I'm really enjoying these days.
All right, and what inspires your lyrics, and how do words come together for you?
I was telling Bethany this the other day. I said, I don't think songwriting is really that hard because it's just, you know, you just take words and you find the ones that rhyme and you put them together. That's a joke. I don't really think it's that easy. I definitely put more to it than that. But yeah, words, I think it's this thing and thinking about what you want to say and thinking about, I'm really inspired by my natural environment and meaning, like, you know, going outside and seeing what the weather's like and what the trees are doing and what the river's like, and so, yeah, I think it's between conversations with the natural world and then conversations with people and how I want to communicate to both of them somehow is what I'm trying to do, I think, ultimately.
Yep. And you already touched on this a few moments ago, but I'll ask, what would you call your influences, musical or otherwise?
Yeah. I mean, again, I think it's just kind of everything. I really am into, like I said, all kinds of different music. And one of the things that's really inspired me and Bethany is that her grandparents met through music as well. And her grandfather was actually a clarinet player and tenor saxophone player in a regional band called the Polish Americans, and which is a regional polka band from the 50s through the 80s, probably like 30 years they ran. And the band was together long enough that her grandfather, his son, was then also playing trumpet in the band eventually and played on some records. And so, yeah, seeing that stuff, I think, has been a really big influence for me. And, you know, I have members in my own family that are musicians and songwriters and stuff, and I think that all has seeped into it.
All right. Well, let's go with another song at this point. And this is another one off the If It Feels Good EP, the latest one. What would you like to say about Viola Bottom?
It's one of my favorite places in the world. It's actually a real place. There's a up in Clearfield County, Pennsylvania, where I grew up. There's a spot there called Viola. Is actually the name of the town, and that's where my family was from. I had some family there, and I also grew up fishing there. And there's a stream that runs through there called the Little Muddy Run, and that's a stream that I grew up fishing. And there's sections of it that are still you can still fish and stuff, but it has been bought and posted in a lot of different places. And that's the big inspiration behind that song, is this kind of, you know, idea of loss in different ways, I guess.
Let's give it a listen. Again, the band is Rumble and Scream, and the song is Viola Bottom, and you're hearing it on the Homegrown Rocker.
Thank you. Hey, I'm Alex Shoemaker, and you're listening to The Homegrown Rocker.
Same since the night you lived, got me running around wishing you were in my bed. The last time we spoke, it was a joke, yeah, you didn't care. For some time I've went and done some crimes to get you off my mind. I've went to the bottle and I've pulled on the throttle, yeah, but I can't forget why you're in my head, baby.
I wasn't enough for you. Been thinking about all of them times that I would stay up for you, but didn't know that at the time that you were faking the truth. And now I know that spending my time with you was a mistake. Didn't know you could turn to a snake. I made some choices I ain't wanna make, but I made them, that's just for your sake. Late nights I've been wanting to break, and it's what I just don't wanna stay. There was times where I ain't eat for days, and I just can't get you out of my brain.
Girl, I haven't been the same since the night you left. I've been running around wishing that I was dead. Laying side by side to a bottle of wine, really wishing you could have seen me in my prime. Just really tired of all your petty lies. It's like you've been wearing some type of disguise. It's got me to the point where I'm my own demise. But I can't forget why you're in my head, baby. In my head, baby. In my head. Why you're in my head, baby. In my head, baby. In my head.
The Homegrown Rocker and music from Alex Shoemaker. He was a recent guest on the program going back a few months, and one of his original songs called In My Head, that was a single put out in 2023. Alex in action earlier this afternoon. He was performing at Fetter's Grill in Indiana, and Alex's next show also will be in the Indiana area. Next Friday, he'll be playing at the Fusion Bar and Grill, and another show coming up with Alex. He has a band called The Degenerates. They will be opening for Jackal next Saturday at the Raindrop Inn in Marion Center. So busy schedule for Alex Shoemaker. And we also heard from Rumble and Scream, our guests tonight, the song Viola Bottom. And that again from their latest EP, If It Feels Good. We'll have more of our conversation again with Jordan, Bethany, and Travis in a few moments. The Homegrown Rocker, again, brought to you by Rail City Culture Company, Central PA's source for mobile events and media that inspire, entertain, and unite. Also, Dead Mike Comedy, bringing the best stand-up comedy to Altoona every month and taking local comics national with hard-hitting shows, great crowds, and the funniest comics around. At Dead Mike Comedy, we kill it. Also, Rail City Trivia, presenting trivia night events throughout Central PA. Come play and show us what you know, and visit their Facebook page to find out about upcoming trivia events. And brought to you by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine. Pick up a print copy at your favorite music venue or music store in the area, or check out the digital issue online at pamusician.net. Once again, Dead Mike Comedy presents the Femme Fatales of Funny at Funky Claude's in Altoona. That will be Saturday, June 20th from 8 until 10 p.m. Femme Fatales of Funny brings together some of the sharpest, funniest women in stand-up for a high-energy, no-holds-barred comedy experience. Dead Mike Comedy presents a stacked lineup headlined by Danielle Kaufman. This show also includes performances from Caitlin Minoski, Melody Collette, and Chicken. and the night hosted by Grandma Julia. Plus, arrive early at 7 p.m. for a special musical guest, Alyssa Malvoisin. And tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door. A free well drink is included with advance ticket purchase. Purchase your tickets online at deadmikecomedy.com. Femme Fatales of Funny, happening Saturday, June 20th at Funky Claude's, 1524 East Walton Avenue, Altoona, presented by Dead Mike Comedy.